it's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me.
That's a downer, Gary.
he latched onto the keyword of green grass.
I didn't expect Jerry Lee to start rapping there for a second.
We always get the question. You know, we've got the rye that comes down from Oregon, and we've got our summer Bermuda. People are always looking for an alternative. There's fescue. There's another one I can't even remember the name of, but we always get a couple people asking about alternatives of to those two types of grass. Is there any other kind of grass that grows in the desert other than the rye and the Bermuda?
Well, we're in a little bit of a unique situation, the fact that the Bermuda grasses, we get cold enough here in the wintertime that they kind of tend to go dormant. So they turn brown or yellow in the winter. And that's when we want to spend the time outside and have a nice green grass to play on. So people started overseeding with a cool season grass or a grass that would be the summer lawn if you lived in the upper tier of states. So, you know, California, Northern California, Washington, Oregon, you know, all the way across the eastern United States, they use bluegrasses and ryegrasses and those types of grass as their lawn, their summer lawn. In the wintertime, they got a foot of snow on the ground. They don't worry about a lawn in the winter. We have a lawn, we want to have a lawn year-round. So we're in this conundrum of, well, what do you do? So we started overseeding, so we have green grass in the wintertime. You know, I've always thought it would be interesting if we just had a winter lawn. And, you know, I don't know of many people that are out playing much on their lawns other than, I guess, their, you know, your dog to go to the bathroom or whatever in the heat of July and August. So anyway, we have the Bermudas that will take the heat and tolerate our summertime, but they go dormant in the winter. So we plant on top of them, we plant a cool season grass. There are a lot of them if you wanted to. It's just a matter of how available the seed is for them. Fescue is, you know, it's an okay grass. It's kind of coarse. A lot of people are using fescues for shady areas because it'll tolerate more heat than ryegrass will typically. They use a lot of fescues in the lower, like Kansas and Missouri and places that still get pretty warm in the summer. Fescue will tolerate, you know, a fair amount of heat. Not our full sun out full sun heat, but if you've got big shade trees, it's an alternative. You might get fescue to grow there. Ryegrasses just have tended to have lots more varieties, be a lot nicer, finer bladed turf grass for people to play on in their tiffs. And then there's a bunch of different bluegrass type varieties, but they tend to be a little more finicky and not be quite as easily obtained. I got that, Gary. And,
it was a banjo, I think.
Yeah.
Or a mandolin. Was it a mandolin or a banjo?
I was banjo. In fact, I saw Deliverance a couple of nights ago, and it just kind of popped in my head.
Bluegrass. Yeah, okay, got it. What they're starting to, you know, to genetically and breed into some of our Bermuda grasses is maybe a little more tolerance to the cold and maybe shorter dormancies or no dormancies at all. That would probably be the answer if you could get a lawn that would go through the wintertime and not have to overseed. Because overseeding Bermuda grasses, or any lawn for that matter, planting a lawn on top of a lawn is hard on that Bermuda grass. It isn't the greatest practice in the world. It's tough on them. We get into this transition. We see some years how tough it can be. It, you know, sometimes it kills them completely. So Yeah, especially if you're in the golf course business and you're trying to have a great looking playable turf year round, it's pretty tough.
You just gave me an idea. We've talked about, you know, having no summer lawn to begin with, just because who wants to be out there in triple digit weather?
Mm-hmm.
We still do both summer and winter lawn. But I've thought about that for a while, and it just hit me. We need to take artificial grass to the next level, where you could roll out a summer artificial turf and then roll it back up and put in your winter rye so you could still have your nice green. Because we love the smell of the rye. We love rolling in it. We got a new puppy at the Whitman Plantation this week. And, I mean, we've just spent hours in the shade under the mulberry tree on top of that rye.
And it's the prettiest when it's mowed. And, it mows nice and you get lines in it. And, you know, it's beautiful
grass.
I
like
grass.
To do different designs every time. Yeah. Just it. The kids get a kick out of it in the different directions and angles.
Yeah.
But like you said, in the summertime, we like to look
retractable
out and see green.
Artificial turf.
When it's 110 degrees, you at least want to look out and see some kind of encouragement, some kind of green when everything's brown. So have a retractable
turf. Well, you could
turf
paint.
That comes
you could
out.
Paint. You could just paint the ground green.
I guess I could always paint it. We've got a load of text questions that we'll get to after the break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348.